And it's perfect and imperfect at the same time. That's good. You can say that there's this one's got some, and that one's got some, and that one's got some, and that one's got some. Put it all together, you got a dollar. Or either you could say this has got some, and that has got some, and that has got some, and that has got some, and ain't nobody got a dollar. Which is probably the way that it ought to be said, as much as nobody in the Bible ever said they had it all. You can receive the full counsel of God as you can receive the full counsel of me. You may come and let me counsel you on any subject that you may want, and I give you that counsel, and you leave there fully understanding the counsel I just gave you. But it don't mean you know everything I know, because you understand the full counsel of which I just gave you. Now, it is obviously clear and can be demonstrated, which is what puts the icing on the cake. It's demonstrable. You can demonstrate it. You can demonstrate the fact that Pat does not have all knowledge. You can also demonstrate through the Word of God that the Bible does not tell you everything God knows. Therefore, you cannot possibly have something that is perfect and imperfect at the same time. That is an impossibility. You cannot have perfect knowledge. See, knowledge is not knowledge is knowledge. When the Bible and God speaks of the knowledge of God, it is speaking of all knowledge. When the Bible speaks of knowledge, it is speaking of it all. You can't have less than it all and have it perfect. That is an impossibility. You cannot have less than the whole in any degree and it be perfect. And nobody here knows it all. Nobody here can know it all. And if tongues has ceased, then knowledge has ceased, which means we don't need knowledge anymore. Of which Pat is here and called this debate to try to give you some knowledge. And found knowledge as it is, but his desire was to share knowledge with you that don't have it. Now, it's very clear. The Bible says, when that which is perfect comes, then shall these things be done away with. Then the Bible tells us when we see him. Let me read the scripture. When that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, spake as a child, and stood as a child, thought as a child, when I became a man, put away childish things. For now we see through the glass darkly, but then face to face. Now, Paul, who wrote this, was talking about seeing somebody face to face. And whenever he saw this person face to face, then he would know as he is known. What is it that God don't know about you? Well, that's the knowledge you'll have. The Bible plainly says, when you see his face. That's what this very scripture he has said. When you see his face, then you will know as you are known. And there is nothing about you that God don't know. So that knowledge will be imparted to you by the looking on of his face, the Shekinah glory of God. And when you look onto his face, his knowledge will be transferred into your head, and you will know as he knows. Only then can any reasonable human being say they have perfect knowledge. If you have less knowledge than the one of whom you're going to look in his face at some point, and he has more knowledge than you, and you have less knowledge than him, you cannot holler, I have perfect knowledge. That's absurd. And the Bible, in the very passage of Scripture he uses, plainly states when it's going to be. When I see him face to face. But then face to face, now I know in part, but then know even as I am known, and then confirmed by another clear passage of Scripture in 1 John 3:1-2, when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Now, anyone in here knows that you cannot be perfect and not be like him. You are imperfect this evening, because you are not like him. And you can only be perfect when you are like him, clearly states. And so anything less than being like him after seeing him face to face is not perfect and can never be. So, when that which is perfect comes, is the only thing in the universe that is perfect.
Right.
And that is the Lord Jesus Christ.